Dreamscape presents Witch Please by Anna Guerra, narrated by Ava Lucas. Chapter 1. If Danica Waterhouse ever decided to write a how-to guide for other witches, the first rule would be, do not cast when you're hungover. It would be right up there with harm none for important tenets. Unfortunately, she was known for having great ideas, but not so fantastic about following her own good advice. Which was why she was unlocking the door to the Fix-It Witch's shop at 8:57 a.m. when it opened at 9, though 1,000 angry goblins were kicking her brainstem. Despite the gargantuan headache, the shop's logo always made her smile. Two witches on broomsticks, both wearing tool belts. Her cousin Clementine had said the design was too risky, considering their nature, but Danica enjoyed the irony. Plus, people in the Midwest were too pragmatic to take such things seriously. The first Waterhouse witches had fled the old world due to the persecution of poor Agnes, and then with that dust up in Salem, they had quietly slid a bit farther west to settle in and keep a low profile. At this juncture, the chance of discovery was minimal. Clementine usually took the early shift, but she was out of town, and they had a backlog of work orders. Danica had promised herself she wouldn't drink too much at the bachelorette party last night, but she had been trying altogether too hard to prove she didn't care about the wedding. With a groan, she got the door open and stumbled in, flicking lights on as she went. Not magically, although the light switches might have responded. The alarm system did, disarming with a flick of her fingers. Danica had a knack with all machines, and sometimes it extended to various modern conveniences. Not reliably, however, and it was best not to get in the habit of leaning on small magics. Otherwise, she might slip up when she was surrounded by mundanes. And while she didn't think they would dunk her in a pond or tie her to a pyre before the council could intervene, it was still best to be cautious. Before she tackled the gadgets waiting for her attention, she got a bottle of water and two strong painkillers. This hangover might scramble her ability to magically repair malfunctioning machines, and it wouldn't do to give someone back a toaster oven that now served as a shortwave radio. That would raise entirely too many questions, and it wouldn't help the business either. She could imagine the review.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?